and welcome to the Stretch Podcast. My name is Lebukule, your host. My guests and I will be having conversations on matters of self-development, emotional well-being, spiritual growth, and overall transformation. These are guests whose work, expertise, knowledge, and wisdom has inspired and moved me tremendously, and I hope that they inspire and move you too. Here is another episode of the Stretch Podcast. Before the episode, just a note to say, if you're hearing this, it means you are not on the subscriber base of the Stretch Podcast, which means you will only be getting half an episode. We do not run adverts on this podcast. We do not plan to. Our income is directly from our subscriber base. We would love for you to join the subscriber base if you love and value what we do here. The subscription is 99 rands. You will get the link to subscribe on the show notes at the bottom or on all of my social media links on the bio. Until then, enjoy this episode and I will see you hopefully soon on the other side. Hey, hey, dumelang, dumelang, my friends. It is I, Lebukule, your host, with another episode of the Stretch Podcast. And today we have one of my favorite people who is returning, by the way, Sir Max. And today we are talking spiritual laws with Sir Max. And Sir Max is returning to the podcast. He was here a while back, actually, on episode 135. And we were talking about his spiritual journey. So it follows nicely that, you know, now we are talking spiritual laws with Sir Max. But before that, I just want to give a heartfelt thank you to the people who've subscribed for the full episode of the Stretch Podcast. Thank you for seeing it my way. Thank you for trusting your hearts. Thank you for trusting me and following on this new trajectory. You know, when you do something that's new, that is against the stream, you never know who's going to see it your way. So I truly appreciate that. I also appreciate the fact that it's familiar names, you know, it's people that have been part of the Stretch Podcast for a while. Some of you literally started from the get-go in 2017, and some of you were the ones who were actually contributing when we were still on that donation mode. I truly, truly am grateful that you decided to just go ahead and just do the whole thing. It is affirming, it is confirming, it's validating, and I am grateful for that. I also have a question from someone who said to me, is the 99 rands per episode? No, guys, no. It can never be per episode. It's per month. In a month, you get 4 or 5 episodes, depending on how long the month is and how many Sundays are in the month. So you get an episode every Sunday. And it's 99 rands a month. It's a subscription. It's a monthly. And another question was, can I pay a yearly? Yes. On that app, on that link, there is an option to go either you can pay quarterly for 3 months. I don't know. I think it works out to be 300, 290 something. You can pay for 6 months. You can also pay for a year so that, you know, it's done and dusted. You just paid for the year and all you get is full episodes. You don't even have to come to Podbean or Spotify. Every Sunday, you will get a notification on your phone to say there's a new episode. So when you subscribe, I always suggest that you download that app. Download Gumroad. It is so convenient. The moment you download it, everything that you have bought, whether it's the Stretch Podcast or coaching notes or my newsletter, it will pop on that app. It will notify you, new newsletter, new episode, new coaching note. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to download at Spotify or Podbean or Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts, and then you get the full episode. So yes, those are the two questions I got. I hope you are answered, and I hope we will see you on the other side. Those of you who are on the free, please feel no pressure, especially if you are new. If you are new to the podcast, take your time. Take all the time you need. Listen to old episodes that are full. There's over 200 episodes that are free. I mean, 200 and something that are free that you can listen to. Beautiful gems, beautiful episodes. So do that if you need to, and you will join us when you join us. Even if you are old, you'll join us when you join us, guys. There is no pressure whatsoever. This is just the direction and the business model that makes the most sense for me and where I'm at in my life right now. So it's about me, and let it be about you as well if you decide to subscribe. No pressure, no awkwardness. Let's just enjoy what we enjoy. Okay, so like I said earlier, Sam Max was on the podcast a while back, episode 135. If you want, which I highly recommend, if you didn't listen to that episode, maybe start with that episode, because then you will appreciate much better what we're going to be talking about today. We're talking about spiritual laws, which are also known as universal laws. They are known as universal laws, and it's a subject I teach at Stretch School. And, you know, some good news, I have another freebie and some good news. After recording this episode with you, Sam X, if you are listening, after recording this episode with you sometime 2 weeks ago, I had this incredible urge to offer the Universal Laws module, because Universal Laws are part of the whole Stretch School program, the 12 months program. But I had the urge to literally offer the whole Universal Laws module, which consists of about 8 laws and a bonus law, for free. So if you're listening to this and you were not on social media early this week, just know that the Universal Laws on this at the Stretch School is free, and it's going to be free for a while. My heart is still open. I don't have an end date. So if you want to understand Universal Laws, especially after listening to my conversation with Sam X, feel free to just go and do that course, that whole module. It should take you about a month to complete, because there's homework. That's how comprehensive it is. If you are fast and you don't have work in between or school in between, you could finish it in 3 weeks. But just give yourself a month to just do that course. And because I'm a proper teacher, I give you a module and then I close for a day or two. And then I open again so that you can think about what you've learned, what you've read, and do the homework as well. You know, just do it. It's free, you know. The link to enroll to that free course is at the bottom of the show notes here on this podcast. Look at the show notes. At the bottom, you will see it says Universal Laws free course. Click on that, enroll. And yeah, it's done. And I would love to see your comments and responses to it in the class. Okay, so that's the freebie that was inspired by this conversation. So I'm not going to tell you how I met Sam Max, because I've already done that in episode 135. You can just head over there and listen to how I met this incredible man. His bio is there on the show notes. It's a little long, so I'm just going to read the one part of it. And, you know, my eyesight is so bad. I need reading glasses. I really do need reading glasses. So, okay, so I want to start here. Sam Max is a CEO of Sam Max Corporation, a consulting firm specializing in high-performance culture, strategy development, facilitating change and organizational development. He served as a lecturer at the Northwest University and currently a director in several boards. The core of his message is about creating a new way of thinking through his unconventional methods. He is leading a quantum global shift of the brain and the next level of leadership consciousness. And now you know why I want to talk to Sam X about the spiritual laws. In fact, when I contacted him, I said to him, hey, friend, let's talk about the law of attraction. And it's like, good shot, no problem. I'm there. And then when I thought about it before appointment, he set up a Zoom and then he logged on and I'm like, actually, I'm thinking maybe the law of attraction might limit us a bit. Let's just do a bigger thing. Let's do universal laws. Let's do spiritual laws. And we will obviously focus on the law of attraction because it's the most popular. It's the most controversial. It's the most misunderstood. It's the most brilliant one of all. I mean, the law of attraction, once you get that, Bob's your uncle. I don't know if I use Bob's your uncle correctly. And in that free course, you will learn about the law of attraction. Now, we cover the spiritual laws as a whole. What are they? Why do you need to understand them? Why is it that I feel like they're a foundation of your life? If you understand the laws, it's half the battle of life done. You get the laws, it solves a lot of problems. It doesn't mean that once you understand the universal laws, you're going to be cruising. But you will understand the dynamics that are happening in your life once you understand the laws. So we unpack that, what they are. We go delve very deep into the law of attraction. We talk about the law of oneness. And towards the end of the conversation, we detour, without even us planning to. We detour to talk about relationships, marriage and love. And so if you're on the free, you're going to get a partial episode, and unfortunately you are not even going to get to the law of attraction, but you will get enough. Max is such a generous soul. You will get enough about what the laws are. You'll understand the law of oneness and a lot of pearls of wisdom that come from Same X. And it's very conversational, so it's less about me asking him a question and him answering. We tackle the laws together. He gives his perspective, I add mine, he adds his. It's a beautiful conversation that if I were you, I would want to listen to the whole of it. But you know what? I'm not you. Okay, now I give you Same X. Sam X, hello and welcome back. Oh my goodness, you are one of those guests who are always requested. So you are here by popular demand, number one. And number two, you are here because I just find you extremely wise. And I think you are a perfect guest for the Stretch Podcast. So welcome back. And how have you been?
What a great honor. What a great honor, Sislebs. I mean, you have bestowed a great honor upon me. Hearing these words coming from you, I mean, I can just say I'm so honored and so grateful to be in your amazing platform that I have witnessed growing over the past few years. So I'm excited to be here, in the path of consciousness, to share our experiences mainly.
Yeah,
I have been well, coming from a difficult period for all of us, but we can look back and smile and say we have made it so far.
It was very dark, very funny for me. 2020 itself was not hard. It was the subsequent year, 2022 being the worst. And because there was a time where I contacted you, I was in a dark space, and you were so kind and generous and gentle with me. So thank you. So we are shining a little bit. I hope 2023 is much better for you in all spheres, your personal life, your relationships, your work, and the rest of it. I wish you everything of the best.
Thank you very much, Sis Lebza. It feels good. It feels like we are entering a new era of brightness, of perfect alignment, where the universe is self-correcting. So I think even the alignment of the stars, those who are tracking the planets, the wisdom of the cosmology, the numbers, they can tell you that, in fact, we are moving into a better period right now.
Yeah, we are. We are. I dabble in numerology. This year, it's a year 7. So it's a deep year. It's a spiritual year. it won't feel like cruising for others. It's gonna take us down in the best way though. But it will.
Yes.
It's bright. It's bright. Let's just say it's better than the past few years. So like, if the conversation leads us there, because I always find numerology and astrology very fascinating. But in a way, I mean, our conversation is similar to that, because today I just want us to talk about the spiritual laws, or rather the universal laws. You know, some people call it spiritual laws. I know Deepak Chopra refers to them as spiritual laws, but the rest of us in the new age, in the teaching and healing space, we refer to them as universal laws. And I honestly, that makes feel like you are one of the best people to speak about this, following your work, following your teachings. I think Rikai Anpeka, you know, in a way that makes anyone understand them, because there's this concept of how universal laws are antichrist, you know, for people who are in the Christian faith. So that's why you are here, so we can just unpack what they are. So in your own words, what are universal laws? What are spiritual laws? And why should we understand them?
Yeah. And thank you very much, Islebsa. And maybe I feel the edge, maybe before we go into looking at the spiritual laws, if you allow me.
Sure.
Just to explain to people, you know, why we have gone through the period that we have gone through.
Thank you.
A few years back, there has been a prophecy, you know, by one of the tribes. I mean, it's a spiritual heritage that I have followed for a long time. Mm. These people are called the Maya people. Mm. The Maya people are found in Mesoamerica, you know, ancient Central America. Mm. They are known for their accuracy in mathematics, accuracy in astrology. Mm. In fact, they had a long count calendar, you know, that lasted for 5,113 years. So they predicted that calendar would come to an end in 2012.
Yes.
So basically, I'm sure you can remember the prediction where everybody was saying the world is coming to an end in 2012.
The frenzy of 2012.
So basically, it was because the Mayans had predicted through their long count calendar that the world will come to an end on the 22nd of December. Mm. 2012. Now, and it's not just the Mayans, Islebsa, who predicted the end of the world in 2012. It was actually the Hopi people of the Native Americans. It was also the Baba Credo Mutwa who predicted that 2012, there'll be a star that will fall, and that will be the end of the world. You know, the now Maori people of New Zealand also, well, they predicted so many spiritual heritages across the world. They agreed. I mean, even for the Christians, there's a book of Revelation actually that is citing the account of the end of the world that says you will see the signs. With these signs, you will know that the end is coming to an end. So during that time, there was harmony and agreement in these predictions. But what actually the Maya people meant, it was not the end of the physical world as we know it. It was the end of an era. It was the end of a period.
Of an age.
So, of an age, yes. So what happened from 2012 until 2019? In fact, it was the years that were actually manifesting the prophecy that had been made by the Maya people. So it is what is called the quantum global shift of the brain, you know, the shift in global consciousness. We have seen it from 2012 until 2019 to 2020. Yes, the shift of global, the quantum global shift of the brain, which was mainly the shift in global consciousness, where we started to see the rise in consciousness. I mean, in churches, in Christian spaces, we started to hear the sermons that were traditionally banned and not allowed. We started to see an eruption or an awakening. You know, politics take a different shape. Businesses take a different shape. So basically,
technology
what has
just
happened,
went all the way up.
I mean,
the things that were happening technologically in 2010 compared to the things that were happening technologically in 2019 are light years apart. Light years.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. So basically, these are the changes. You know, COVID-19, the people who are following the signs of time, the people who are conscious, who are in the path of spirituality, they were aware that actually there's this end that ushers in the beginning. So COVID-19 was just the manifestation of what has already started. But good thing about it is that it confirmed to people that the world is no longer the same. Yeah. We have entered a new period. Yeah. So I just wanted to paint that background. I hope it will help somebody to understand. To understand that we have entered the age of spirituality. And that is why the subject that you want us to talk about, it is so important, the spiritual laws, to understand, because in this period, Sislebza, it will be more about your spiritual bank or your spiritual reservoir. The only people who are going to survive, who are going to thrive, who are going to pursue meaning and fulfillment in this life, are those people who will be walking into the path of spirituality. And there's no any other way to understand the path of spirituality apart from understanding the laws that actually guide or govern spirituality.
Yo. But now I'm feeling the goosebumps. Oh my goodness. It is the era of spirituality. Let me tell you something that's like coming to my mind right now. Just to confirm that we are indeed entering the era of spirituality. Do you know, Hore, I don't know what's happening with my brain or my heart or my soul, but I have absolutely, Semex, absolutely no desire for material things. Like, I don't even know what they are. I was talking to a friend of mine who was talking about someone who just got a car, a new car. And for me, it was such a foreign thing. I don't know if am I making sense or am I crazy. I just feel like the physical things, the things of form, the things of material, they are losing so much value at least in my consciousness. Yeah. Like, my success can never ever be measured by the latest car that I'm driving. It actually does not make sense at all in my head. Is that part of the conscious rising, the consciousness that you are speaking of?
100%, Sislebza, it is part of it, because when you enter the realm of consciousness, or when your consciousness goes higher, you start to live your life based on meaning and based on fulfillment. You start to see life differently. You are no longer defined by things like the world does. And I can relate with you, because I'm in that space as well, Sislebza. In fact, where I am right now, and I envy you so much in the point that I'm about to make. I find myself wanting to spend time in solitude, more time in solitude. You know, I want to spend more time in nature. Yeah. I want to spend more time in the village, to be honest. You know, I just wish, you know, I just go there to work and go back to the village and doing nothing, just under the tree and following the wisdom of the universe. So I can definitely relate with you, because it is the higher plane of existence where you are.
Yes, we needed to go to the airport so that you can do your work, but other than that, honestly, I just see it as just
burden. I like what Buddha is saying, because Buddha says two statements that I like. The first statement, he says, attachment is the root of slavery, to be honest.
Yes.
You know, all these things that we are so attached to, in fact, they make us slaves. To be honest.
Yeah.
And then he makes another interesting statement, Buddha. He says, if you have no desires, all the desires are fulfilled. The problem, we are in a world that desires this, and it's all the material desires. I mean, it's the beginning of the year now, Sislebza. When you ask people, what do you wish for in this year? I'm telling 90% of their wish list it's only material things.
Yeah, it's only material things.
Very few
things.
People.
It's abundant. And when they say abundance, they don't actually understand how huge that word is.
No.
For them, abundance is chelete ko banking and an extra thing that they buy. Yeah.
So it's actually we have everything when we don't need anything. These things now become to serve us. They now become tools and instruments to serve our higher purpose in life.
I know we started on a high. We really started on a high.
I love this.
No, it's pure, but it always happens with you and me. So let's then bring it back down to earth to what spiritual laws entail. In layman's language, what would you define a spiritual law as? And then we can then get into the popular ones. I want us to spend a little bit of time on the law of attraction, the law of cause and effect, which is my favorite, the law of oneness. But in a nutshell, what are spiritual laws and why should I understand them?
Yeah, the spiritual laws are actually the laws of existence.
Yeah.
You know, the principles that govern existence as a whole. Mm. Some people may call it the universe, some call it existence, or the principles that governs life. Now, this principle says you cannot break the laws of existence, but you can only break yourself against them. In other words, in not honoring or violating them, you are not breaking them, because these are the laws, these are the principles that govern how existence operates. Existence, it is so perfect that there's order, there's no chaos in existence or in the universe. So these are the laws that are actually the pillars that are actually bringing alignment into existence. These are the laws that are bringing balance into the universe. Now, if you want to understand, if you want to be in line or in tune with the universe, you need to learn and apply these principles or these laws.
Yeah.
That's when you can actually enjoy the benefits of these laws that govern existence.
Yeah.
If you go against them, you're actually going against life. You're actually going against nature. You will start to feel heavy burden, you know, on top of your shoulders, feeling that things, because you are not flowing with them. So anything that goes against them, you will find life unpleasurable, you know, life not going well, because the principles or these laws are actually meant to bring balance in life. So the more you understand them, they bring you closer into the universe, into cosmology, into existence. Then it brings fulfillment and meaning why we are here in life.
That is a beautiful foundation. And what you know, I teach universal laws at Stretch School, right?
Yes,
and,
I know.
How I explain to someone who doesn't understand is I bring it even further. I bring it even down to earth. To say, you know, when you enter a new work environment, let's say you just got employed by company X, and the first thing they give you is some form of induction and a document of their laws, their rules of how they operate in that organization. And it is best for you to follow those rules and those laws in order for you to work harmoniously in that organization. So it is the same then with universal laws or spiritual laws, that there are certain laws that are put in place that will help your life become more in tune and more in flow with all there is. For an example, one of the laws is the law of oneness, which is very hard to explain. Just hoping you'll unpack it for us. What, for an example, because I want to give the listeners a basic example. For an example, what does the law of oneness state? And why should an individual sitting somewhere go somewhere to understand what the law of oneness is about?
Yeah, that's a beautiful question, Sis Lebza. The law of oneness says everything exists for the other. It says even the things that we consider contradictions are actually two sides of the same coin. The law of oneness teaches us that there's no separation. Every stream, every river is actually leading to the same ocean. Some rivers, you may find them bigger. Some, you may find them more recognized, but actually they are pieces of the same source.
It's one water. So the,
it is one water.
Yeah.
So, so the law, yes, the law of oneness, you know, there's a beautiful quote that I like. I think it's from Rumi.
Yeah.
You know, that says, I'm not a drop in an ocean. I'm the whole ocean in a drop.
Oh yeah, that's a beautiful one. I haven't heard that one from Rumi. That's a beautiful, I'm not a drop in the ocean. I am the whole ocean in a drop. Oh
in a
my
drop.
God.
Yes.
That is the law of oneness right there.
It is the law of oneness to say, and this law, Sis Lebza, teaches us that there is no, there's day because there's night. We value the day because of the night. In fact, this is oneness. You know, life and death are actually two sides of the same coin.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no life without death. You know, so we are one in this great, we are one with nature. You know, we are not superior to nature. We are one with nature. The law of oneness says if we can shift our consciousness as human beings into understanding the law of oneness, we will actually start to see the good and the benefits and start to enjoy life, that we are just different pieces, but working towards the same direction and coming from the same source. So we are one.
But also, I mean, the greatest master, my favorite teacher of all time, Jesus, said it, Leanna. He was teaching about the law of oneness when he said, I and the Father are one. And when he also said that, I came to your door and I knocked and I asked for food and you didn't give me. And he wasn't referring to himself. He was referring to when we kick people out, when we don't give to those who are needy. He was essentially saying, but I came and I asked and you didn't give me. I knocked, you didn't open. Essentially saying that anyone who knocks at my door and requests something is basically me. So if I give to you, I am literally giving to myself. If I am not giving to you, I am. So this is a funny law. It's a mind gymnastics, you know. So it takes a while for people to sort of get it. But you want to stay with it for a while. You want to see.
Yeah.
I always say to my students, just open your eyes to see some form of oneness, even in your home, even in your family. See the oneness in action, because it's always there. And why the law of oneness is important is that for me personally, it makes me think twice before I do something crazy or evil to someone else, or before I hold a grudge, or before I know that I'm doing it to me, which I mean makes a lot of sense if you think about this quote that people always say that anger or bitterness is like eating poison, thinking it will kill someone else. So you can't be angry at someone for a long time without poisoning yourself.
100%.
Yes, that's the law of oneness. Thank you for that.
Yeah. And actually, the law of oneness deals with ego, Sis Lebza, because remember, separation is about ego. It's to say, I'm more educated than her. I'm in a more powerful position than them. I have what they don't have. Ego only thrives through separation and division. But the law of oneness crushes and destroys ego. So for you to acknowledge, and I like a beautiful example that you made with Jesus, and I love his consciousness, amazing. You know, to say, I came to you and I asked, and you denied me. So it crushes, this law crushes, it says we are one. And we see this in a state of nature. Nature teaches this oneness a lot. That there's no single animal in, no matter how big or small, that does not serve a purpose or does not contribute actually into the whole existence.
To the whole system, yes.
To the whole system, absolutely. The most powerful ones, the lions, will kill. Mm. Yes, that's their strength. But the lesser one will come and actually feed out of the carcass that is left by the powerful one. Mm. But there are all those also who will come and make sure that there's regeneration actually into existence. Mm. So even the people that we take as having nothing, as weak, and as all others, these are the people who are playing a very important. We are one with them. We do not exist without them.
Wow. Do you see how complex it gets? The more I listen to you, I'm wearing a hat of a listener as well with Diamond. Now you're saying the opposite, which brings me to the law of polarity.
The law of polarity
or the law of duality. And let me talk to it and just hear what your thoughts are.
Yeah.
So when I teach at Stretch, the law of oneness, and then I follow with the law of polarity, or sometimes I end with the law of polarity. So the law of polarity is the law of duality. It says that for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. So you actually mentioned this earlier when you said, for there to be day. Well, this is the end of the road for you. If you want to continue listening to this episode, you will have to subscribe to the Shrek podcast for 99 grand. The link to subscribe will be found on all the show notes at the bottom and on all of my social media handles. On a link tree, it simply says subscribe to the Stretch podcast, and then you will get all the episode in full, plus bonus episodes and some of the coaching notes that I share with subscriber only. Until then, I will see you next week with another episode. Love and green lights to you.